snack there in the streets. In the streets. I'm just not there in the streets. I'm just not there. Life's just not fair. Seems like street lights glowing happen to be just like moments passing in front of me. So I hopped in the cab and I paid my fare. See, I know my destination, but I'm just not there. All the street lights glowing happen to be just like moments. I'm just not there in the streets. I'm just not there. Life's just not fair. Life's just not fair.
I was on to every Didn't you know I was waiting on you?
You said we should look out for.
Hello, everyone. Yep.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry for that weird switch up.
Oops.
So, this is Fiona and Elena, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
I hope you're having a good night.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having a good night, Fiona?
Yes, I totally am. We really got delicious snacks.
Oh, we did.
At 7-Eleven before this. Do you want to describe the snacks for us?
Yeah. So I bought these wax babas bottles. and these really, really, really delicious honey butter chips. And what did you get?
I got the sour punch bites that were very fresh, very yum. And I also got ripe. They were ripe. And then I got the Cheetos Puffs. I got Cheetos Puffs. Because they're classic.
So delish. It was a really good spread.
It was an amazing spread. And just, it packed a powerful punch, each flavor.
Yeah.
So.
And I want more of the chips now. After, like, eating 3/4 of the bag, like, I want more.
They were really good. Honey butter. Honey butter.
So good. Yeah. The wax babas were, like, mid.
Yeah.
Like, I remember them being way better.
It's so. It's like what you were saying. It's like a novelty thing, I guess. Or is that the right? Yeah.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
I just say, we have the lights on right now. It is really not the vibe. I'm going to turn them off after this. But,
okay, that sounds good.
Right? Because it's just, like, too much right now.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of light. Like, it feels like daylight in this room.
Like, it's so bright, so.
Seems like street lights. Sorry to start it off with that song. We, this is actually an interesting show because we didn't plan any of it ahead of time. We're just, like, adding songs as we go. So this is just, like, what we think of in the moment and want to add.
No, and I feel like it's working.
It's working. I mean, we've had Streetlights by an artist and
yeah, facts.
And Shadow Boxer by Fiona Apple. And a few epic songs coming up next. So get ready.
Yep. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we'll just head out.
Yeah. All right. Bye, guys.
See you later.
I'm gonna
smell you later. I'm gonna head out. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. Drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. How's that for first impressions? This place seems depressing. It's a Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. To park in, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. And it's going pretty cheap, you say. Well, it's a deceased estate. Aren't the pressed metal ceilings great? Then I see the handrail in the shower, a collection of those canisters for coffee, tea, and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think of floorboards anymore, whether the front room faces south or north. And I wonder what she bought it
Stop. We'll be right back. Tyler.
Rap on the track, yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Tyler Digital, true love, unconditional. This life is a miracle. It's to be yours.
It's to be yours.
I rub fist in the
fist in the yours.
Pull up in that blue
port. In that blue port.
She wants to hit all the
stores. Hit all the stores.
Sunshine light up the
storm. Light up the storm.
7 years, baby, that's way too long.
That's way too long.
I'm a king shit, just like Wu.
Just like Wu.
Your heart is where I belong.
I
will digital true love.
I still believe in you.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to PSA Bedtime Storytime.
Hello, hello.
Wait,
is my mic on? Hello? Oh, yeah, there I am.
Hello. Oh, okay, yeah, I hear now.
Sort of?
Yeah, no, this is working well.
Okay, cool.
Hello, hello.
Well.
Oh, he's relieved.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bedtime Story PSA Time. I hope everybody's all tucked in and ready to hear this PSA. Numbers to think about. Worldwide prison populations. It's not funny. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. That's numbers to think about. A message in the public interest from WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I just flipped to this one, so.
Did you know that they were all written by students?
Really?
I had no idea.
I didn't know that. Have they been updated recently?
I don't know, because some of them in there, like, the photos seem pretty recent. Because there's some.
This one has a photo of a world map with, like, all of the, like, prison population, like, whatevers.
Mm.
And someone has circled Florida in the United States and wrote, Florida is a myth. Sad. I love when people write sad at the end of things like that.
Yeah, sad. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I kind of believe that.
Is actually. That a foot?
No, it's like someone holding an elderly person's hand.
Oh.
Yeah. It does kind of look like a foot. It does kind of look like someone's holding a foot.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like the numbers are probably different for prison population rates, but they're worse, you know?
Mm. Yeah, depending on how old that is.
I hate prison. I hate the prison industrial complex. I hate private prisons. The justice system is flawed, and this is why I shouldn't be having jury duty on November
28th.
Mm. So.
Jury duty.
Wait, didn't you, like, reschedule it?
Yeah, to the 28th. In 2 weeks. I have to reschedule it again.
Why?
Because I missed this class today. And I was like, I've missed this class way too many times.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, also, no, I don't think I have. I think this is my first time missing, actually. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I feel like at some point I have to miss student affairs because I want to go to office hours. This is not something I have to be talking about on air, though.
But you can.
I can, yeah. I mean, I have to go to office hours at some point for poetry because, I don't know, I gotta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never gone to office hours.
I know. Oh, my God. Did I tell you how embarrassing it was when I was like, so where are your office hours? Are they in this room?
That's not embarrassing, though.
And my teacher was like, no, they're in my office. And I was like, sorry, I'm an SMFA student. The teachers don't have offices there.
But that's so valid.
I know, but I just felt so silly. Were they, like, annoying about
it? It sounds like they were annoying about it. I don't know. It's like when you get something like that, you just be like, oh no, they're like in my, they're in yada yada, you know, just like give a room number or something. Yeah. Like you don't have to be like a jerk.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like,
cause like, I'm thinking about like, I knew none of like the college stuff when I got here. Even though I have an older sibling, like, cause my parents didn't go to, well, neither of my parents went to college. But I just went straight to like medical school, but it was like literally no, like it's not a well-known thing.
Yeah, I don't know anything about office hours.
So it's like, why do people act like everyone knows what that is? Sorry.
I don't know. I guess it's just an SMFA thing. I don't really know. SMFA is way more chill, all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And the teachers are like...
Yeah, we have office hours outside of offices, so...
Yeah, our office hours are just in the courtyard.
Have you had them in the courtyard?
I mean, I've chatted with teachers about work in the courtyard and stuff like that. Or you just run into them in the atrium and you talk.
That's so true.
You were chatting with Beau in the courtyard.
Oh, that is so true. That was really funny. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll send you guys, because I'm in one of his classes, and he's like, oh, I'll send you guys an email about blah, 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 today. Like, soon. He's like, no, today, this afternoon. He sent it like 2 days later. But I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, we have like 6 classes left. We have 4. The classes left, and he's like,
I know, I'm so worried.
Final crits in like 3 weeks for my work that I literally like haven't touched in like 3 weeks.
Same.
Because I've been helping Brandy. So
you know what? But that film is gonna look really good.
I know, it actually looks really good. I'm shocked, and I'm also not shocked.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to, because when my sister and cousin come, I'm just gonna force them to help me with my film. And just try to get it all done that day.
You're gonna force them to do work with you?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Are they here for one day?
No, they come Friday morning and then they leave Sunday night.
Oh, okay.
And we're gonna try to do hot pot, I think.
Wow.
If you want to come.
Oh yeah, of course I want to come.
Yeah.
We have to do an H-Mart run.
I know we do. Ugh.
I'm so down for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Bertil has these really delish like. I don't know. I guess they're... Yeah, I just dumplings. I don't know if they're gyoza or not.
Just really yummy dumplings.
They're really good.
Ooh,
they're so good. And he's like, yeah, I got them at H-Mart. And I was like, bro, where? You were saying.
Oh, no, that's basically it. Oh, I have to, like... Maybe... Okay, maybe I just need to check out a camera. And, like, if Bertil still has that tripod there. Because carrying the tripod, like... to Mission Hill is like the worst. Like I've done it twice already and I've like lost pieces.
It doesn't come in a bag?
The tripod? No, you just like carry it loose. And there's no good way to hold it. It's like this way.
Yeah, no, that's so true.
This way. Like, sometimes, yeah. And
oh
it's
gosh.
Like, yeah. So like maybe if he still has one there, I can just use that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I think I'm gonna buy the MFA garage pass.
You think?
Yeah, because I just bought the commuter Medford pass. Like, I bought the cheap one. So, yeah. I think I am, especially when it gets really, really cold.
Yeah, you don't want to walk from Mission Hill.
Yeah. And, like, to be honest, like, I'm not good at self-discipline. So, like, I have been going to the MFA a lot. I mean, last week I was really good and I didn't go.
Yeah.
Like, at all. But the week before I went, like, once. And then the week before that, I went, like, once or twice or something.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, if I'm going, like, once a week, it's, like, times 4, like, that's already, like, $50-something.
Yeah.
Just being wasted. When I could buy a pass for, like, that's $95.
Damn.
But the other one's $70.
Mm.
So sorry. This is, like, first world problems. I don't need to...
Or you could take the shuttle, but...
Yeah, that's so true. I should probably do that.
Because then you just end up right there. You don't have to worry about
it. Oh, you're so
it.
Fucking right. But then I can't leave in the evening. I have to Uber home.
Oh, yeah. Especially on weekends.
Yep. Yeah, it doesn't work. Also, sometimes I like, go places before. Like, I have therapy, and then I'll go from like therapy to, like...
Yeah. So it and it's, like, a time crunch that you need your car for.
Yeah, so it doesn't work out.
Yeah... That reminds me of, like, when there's, like, a,
location that you have to get to.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, it reminds me of when you have to go to a certain location. So you're about to explore that.
Let's go.
Right now. Sit back and relax.
La música de Harry Fry. Yo, 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 yo. What? You're gonna hop on my car. Bentley coupe riding with stars. What? I keep a Glock like a car. Hey. Yo, she get the top in the draw. Yo, ayy. Diamonds they weigh on my arm. Test on my neck and my arm. Test on my neck and my arm. Diamonds they weigh on my arm. Test on my neck and my arm. Diamonds they weigh on my arm. Test on my neck and my arm. Yo, 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 wait, yo, wait, wait, yo, 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 yo. Test on my neck and my arm. Test on my neck and my arm. And this bitch going crazy. Yo, I with this shit like a baby. Yo, yo, I fuck your bitch with my baby. Yo, yo, I treat your bitch like my lady. Shawty been back like the babies. Place window up like the 80s. I'm in the kitchen go crazy. I just want me a Mercedes. Pull up, we talking 3 A's. Pull up, I send a location. Pull up, I send a location. What? You gonna hop on my car? Bentley coupe riding with stars. What? I keep a Glock like a car. Hey, yo, yo. She get the top in the draw. Yo, yo. Hey, diamonds they weigh on my arm. Test on my neck and my arm. Test on my neck and my arm. Diamonds they wet on my arm. Test on my neck and my arm. Diamonds they wet on my arm. Test on my neck and my arm. Test on my neck and my arm. Test on my neck and my arm. Yo. Test on my neck and my arm. Test on my neck and my arm. Yo. 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 Yo.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
So this is Sounds Escaping, Complete and Utter Chaos. It's Elena and Fiona, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, Medford. Keep it freeform. Our last song you know very well. It's Milk, in honor of us going to the Hood Milk bottle over the weekend. Anything to say, Elena?
It was closed, but one day we'll get milk.
Yeah. One day we'll get milk.
One day we'll get milk. Thank you. Have a good night.
Good morning.